The Gemara in Chulin tells us on Rav Zayin, the famous Maisa with Pinchas ben Yair, that even that how God protects not only Tzadikim itself, but he protects Behemto Shel Tzadikim. Pinchas ben Yair's behemoth would not even eat Trumas or Maiser. So we see as a general cloud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim and even the behemoth. However, Tosis in Gin has the famous Shaila, like what are you talking about? We find many cases in the Gemara where many Tzadikim, I think Rabbi Yishmael, when he was learning, he hit the light on Shabbos, or other cases where we find that Tzadikim won Nechshol. So what do you mean? God protects them. So Tosis answers, Amide da'achila, on things of food, something which is a chefse show iser, on that God, that you have the protection of Yafio Behemto show tzadikim. But on Shari Surim, it doesn't apply. In fact, that seems to be the issue Rashi Ramban regarding Avraham's camels, the ones that Eliezer brought, because why did they need muzzle? So Rashi learns they wanted to make sure they weren't stealing from anyone. And Ramban writes, what do you mean? If Pinchas ben Yair's animals were protected not to have truma mice and not doing aveira, so to Avram Avinu. So what's the machlokes Ramban Rashi whether the principle behemto shel tzadikim applies here? So what's the issue? The issue is by geneva, like when you steal something. Even if you're going to eat it, is it an Isser Chefsa or an Isser Gavra? Does the thing become inherently us or no? It's just that I can't eat it. That's what Rav Shach talks about in the Avi Ezri, about he thinks if stolen Tzchach, so the person who it was stolen from, he can eat it in the Sukkah, so we see it's an Isser Gavra. So I want to point out that Rashi holds that the Isser Geneva, it's an Isser Gavra. It's Isser is, and therefore, it's not comparable to Mida d'Achila, and therefore, we need to put muzzles on, because we don't say Behem Tosho Tzadikim, or Tzadikim. However, the Rabban says, no, Isser Geneva isn't Isser Chefsa. It has a Dina Machol, so we don't have to worry. But this is the famous Kasha as well, they quote on the Arizal. I think to Be'er Heitev and Simon Tuf Mem Zayin, talks about a segula of the Arizal, that if you don't eat a mashu of chametz on Pesach, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect you the rest of the year. So the question is, so how do you explain the kasha they ask, how do you explain Rabbi Yishmael or all the other tzaddikim who went ahead and went nechshu on different things? So Tosis in Gin says it's only Mida d'achila, mida d'chefsa. So, not eating a chametz seems to be not eating a mashu on chametz seems to be an isser achila. So, how come the segula of the Arizal doesn't work? So, what's the pshat? Because he says it seems to work on anything. So, it's a whole discussion. In general, we know Mitzvahs Rav Lohanos Nitnu. So the whole discussion is that what was the problem then of Avram getting Hana from the Bas of Achav? Assuming there was Bas of Achav. So B'nai Yisrael and others explain because that's a Shiloh, maybe Bas of Achav, since it says Lo Sabashel, it's not considered Kederach. And some say Mitzvahs Rav Lohanos Nitnu, it's because if I'm doing it because the mitzvah, that makes it go kederach. But if there is no, if a master should go kederach, so then it should be a problem. So that's what they point out here. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam, right, we know, the Rambam writes that Yechayev, even for a master who of chametz. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, I know that. We know Chatzis Yeres Asim in Torah. So what I need to tell me, a few mashu is a chatzis shir. to know the Minchas Chinuch answers that, because if it's Chatzi Shir, so then that's an Isra Achila. Maybe not get Makas, but it's an Isra Achila. And therefore, that's why it's Asr. But going to Kolmach Meses, go so Chelo, is teaching me a different din. It's not a din of Achila. How do I know? Because the Shalok, because Shalok Kederek doesn't apply on a Masha. The whole eating Masha is Shalok Kederek. So we see, so what's the Pshat? So the Arizal said, if you're even not eating a mashahu, so that already is considered the din of shagog yichayev and shagog kaderek. So it's not a din of an ochel, and therefore that's why the segu only works on achila. It doesn't work on other things. So therefore, when he says that's in the kuda, when you say it was a mashu of chamesh and nizar. Are you nizar on a din of macholas asuras, or is it a din of achilah, or is it, Artosha says, it's a din of sharis? That's in the kuda. In general, how do we view an iser geneva? Is it an iser chefsa? And that's, how do we view a mashahu of chametz? Is it an iser achilah, or is it a different din?